I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Oregon has become something of an international center for surrogacy. That's according to Christian Foden-Wenzel, a reporter with Oregon Public Broadcasting. He's done a five-part series looking at why it's such a big business in Oregon.
I've been following a woman for the last year and a bit as she goes through the surrogacy process and talking to various attorneys, healthcare people. My guess is like thousands of children have been born here in Oregon to families coming from at least 23 different countries, more like maybe 40 is what I've heard, but at least 23 over the last few years. So that's thousands of kids who have been born here that are going overseas.
Wow. I understand that one place where the news about surrogacy in Oregon has really grown is Israel. Why is that?
In Israel, you cannot get married if you're gay, and you cannot use a surrogate if you are gay. But also in Israel, apparently there's 11 commandments, not 10, and the 11th one is thou shalt have children. And this kind of goes back, obviously, to the Holocaust. So many Jews died then, but also I think growing that national identity. In Israel, for example, if you're heterosexual, the state will pay for in vitro fertilization over and over and over again, but not if you're gay. So if you're gay, your options really are to go overseas. And there are a number of benefits to coming to Oregon that just make this a good place for people to come to.
What are those benefits?
Well, there's no really one big main benefit. We do have a flexible birth certificate process where you put the original certificate that comes out of the hospital does have the surrogate's name on there. But Oregon's birth certificate process is flexible. So you can take it off and you can put the gay couple on there or just one parent. So people like that and they can use that when they're going back overseas, back to Israel, or if they want to get citizenship for another country to kind of manipulate that so that if some countries don't want to see just two men on a birth certificate, they want to see a woman. So you can have one of the gay fathers plus the surrogate, and then you can get the citizenship from a different country. So that's one of the issues. A couple of other ones is Oregon has a reputation for a clean environment and women who are healthy and eat well and go outdoors. Oregon's also pretty accepting when you come to these things. One of the attorneys told me, well, if you see a gay couple pushing a pram down the street, people are going to smile at you here. You're not going to get so many comments. There's also a very good fertility clinic here called Oregon Reproductive Medicine, and they have got representatives over in Israel to help families as they go through the process to find out, you know, what's happening in Oregon? Why isn't the surrogate calling me? What's the next process to do? And also, if they're born here in Oregon, they get U.S. citizenship, which is kind of an added benefit.
That's interesting. Tell us briefly what the process is like. Say an Israeli couple wants to get a surrogate in Oregon. How do they go about it?
Well, first thing they have to do is find a surrogate. Often, some families come over four times. And what's interesting is they build those families and they also take the Oregonian families go over and visit Israel. So there's kind of a tube going on there, people visiting back and forth. But first they come over here, they try and find the surrogate and they sign up with one of the surrogacy centers. Then they find an egg donor. They kind of go through, you know, a booklet to decide what they want from an egg donor. And a lot of egg donors, they're paid between about $5,000 and $10,000. A lot of them are students, college students, so you can pick, you know, height and skin color and these kind of things. And then you obviously, they come across, the Israeli couples come across, they donate sperm, the sperm is mixed with the egg, it's implanted into the surrogate. She has to be less than 40 years of age. She has to have already had a child to prove that she can do that. And then they obviously wait for 9 months. A lot of gay couples go for twins because it's costing $120,000, $130,000 for this pregnancy.
I was about to ask, because you've thrown some big dollar figures around and we haven't even counted everything up yet.
Yes, it's about that much. And so if you think about it, if you can get two children for one pregnancy, it's a two-for-one deal, and the surrogate does get a little bit more money, about $5,000 extra if she can carry twins.
I wanted to ask about Israel itself. You said it's not possible for a gay couple in Israel to use a surrogate. So how does Israel – Israel must know that many gay couples go to Oregon. What are its attitudes towards Oregon and the surrogacy option?
I don't know what Israel's attitude to Oregon specifically is, but I do know that when these – families go back, they have all the paperwork, and they go through a process whereby they get the child citizenship, and they're showing this is where the baby comes from. This is a DNA sample to show that the baby is related to us. But I think it's a jurisdictional issue. You're not allowed to use a surrogate in Israel. But, hey, if you do it in America, you're not within our jurisdiction, so therefore it's fair.
Are the overwhelming number of couples who come from Israel, are they gay, or is it a whole range of people?
No, I think a lot of them from Israel, are gay. And the reason is, if you are heterosexual in Israel, you can go and get IVF, in vitro fertilization, one after another and after another until you're successful. And that's paid for by the government. So a lot of gay couples are coming from Israel, yeah.
We've been talking about Israel, but it sounds like people from many other countries go to Oregon. Where else do couples come from?
Yeah, they're coming from all across the world. They're coming from the main three, big three are China, Israel, and France, and then secondly, Spain. And then like 23 different other states, countries around the world. So really from everywhere.
Reporter Christian Foden-Wenzel with Oregon Public Broadcasting. You can read Christian's story on Israeli couples who travel to Oregon for surrogate births and also find a link to his 5-part series. It's all at PRI.org.